Hi there. We have been working over the past several weeks on building awareness around procrastination and getting tools to move us more into action. So building upon the tools, building upon the awareness. And now, where do we go with it? The next is about personal integration. How do you want to personalize all of this and integrate it into your wellness package for how you want to be living life? I know that can sound like a pretty big thing, but when we break it down, it really isn't too large. And it's not out of reach either, even though so many people think it is until they start the process. So your personal integration of all of this will be different than anyone else's. Some people are doing these programs with family members. Your personal integration is going to be different than your family members, than your loved ones. No one's will be the same because we are all different. We are all one and we are all connected. I won't go off on a big tangent, but we are all one and we are all connected, but we are all also unique individuals. We all have our own personal beliefs, our own thought processes and perceptions that go with it based off our own history and all the expansive ways that our individual system has been imprinted through eons of time. Just leave that there. We talked a bit about it, generational sequencing, you know, but all the ways that we ourselves are individually different and unique than anyone else. No one is you, even if you're an identical twin. So your personalized integration plan will be different than anyone else's. And what you want to do to design that is think about how you want to design your life. Like, how do you want the flow of your life to be going? Think about the bookends, the 30 minutes right when you wake up and the 30 minutes before you go to bed. I put in that challenge in the review, and that challenge was 30 minutes before bed, no technology. That is something that you can really consider in terms of the flow of your day. How do you want your day to flow? The things we absorb and the way that we transition through different times of our day can impact us in a lot of different ways. So when you think of the flow of your day, think of first the start of your day. And you can start with a writing prompt here. With the writing prompt, you would just get like a blank piece of paper or a journal, or if you've been keeping journaling about the things you've been learning, which I do highly recommend, especially if you're going to do multiple courses, then you can write it in there. And what you would do is at the top, you're just going to write the heading, like the ideal start to my day or the ideal way I want my day to start. I don't know, something like that, whatever flows right for you. It's just going to be like a header, your ideal and the start to your day is what the writing assignment would be about. And then what you do is you free write. So maybe dedicate like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You can even set a timer so that you're not worried about time and you can just get into the writing if you're one who gets sidetracked in the brain about like, oh, how long was that? How much time do I have? You can set a timer. People do that. It's okay. Don't judge yourself if that's you. Just set a timer to allow some ease there. And then what you would do, so 20, 30 minutes, just rewrite, read your topic heading there and just rewrite. No restriction. This is like if life could be the way you want life to be, what would it look like? How would you be starting the start of your day? And you'd write that out with no restriction, no grammatical anything, you know, just write it however it is for you. It could be a paragraph, it could be mapping, you know, you could have like your little islands of your ideal in the morning and do some map writing. If you're not familiar with map writing, you know, you would start in the middle and then you're going to just like kind of splinter it out. You can think of webbing. There's a lot of different names you can have this by. But you just like think of your center and then you map it out. It's a great organizational tool for writing if you're a writer, another topic, right? But thinking about this free write, I almost got lost in my thoughts. So thinking about the free write, you could write it out just like a writing, or you can map it or draw pictures even if you want. You just want to like let your mind though download. You don't want to get too involved in this. Just let it be like a free situation and then put it aside for 24 hours and then reread it. Reread what you wrote and read it from a lens of potential and possibility, that all that you wrote there has the potential of possibility to be created in your life, and trying then to allow yourself the opportunity to have that. Sure, there might be one or two things on there that might not be reachable right now. Like maybe if you're like, I want to wake up on the Caribbean island. Maybe you'll get there someday. So maybe not like every little thing you wrote down, but a large part of what you wrote down you might find is totally doable for creating this flow of your day. So you write it, put it aside for a bit, and you reread it with fresh eyes. And then you start to think about implementation. How do I want this to go? What do I want this to look like? And now, what do I do to start making this happen? So when you're thinking about bookends, I'm going to go back to the first 30 minutes when you wake up, idea of flow and your creation of what you want that to look like for you. I just want to put out there some mindful awareness so that your subconscious has a little of me in their mind when you're thinking about this. When you're thinking of ideal creation of day, try to think about it in a place of curiosity, of wellness for self. Let your intuition guide you to know what really it is that you want that's going to bring wellness into your life. The way we start our day impacts the rest of our day. If you are starting your day in a very rushed energy, or you have the news blaring with all that involves, this anxious, rushed, or pressured energy will carry through your day. You might have a hard time not digesting things in a rushed, chaotic, or frustrated energy, low frustration tolerance. And that then starts to be your beacon almost as you're kind of moving through the day. So things around you in that rushed, chaotic, anxious energy, you're gonna kind of, that beacon of you is going to pull in that vibration as well. Where if you're starting your day in some calmness, maybe some journaling or just staring out the window at the birds, you know, that's, you know, more maybe calming to your system than the news right when you wake up. If you watch the news, watch it maybe 45 minutes even after you wake up. Just this blanket of 30 minutes of dedication to ease into the day with self-care and comfort and not chaotic energy or, I mean, depending on where you live, sometimes the news can be pretty brutal to listen to in the morning. I think where most of us live, it's kind of brutal at times right now, but think about what you're absorbing in that first 30 minutes and what you want that to look like and how you want that to flow. You can do that writing assignment. And then when you're thinking about self-care, so how we talked about the things we're passionate about, the interests that we have, you can pull in call to action for self. You're doing this call to action of self-care 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. Think about the time wasters. Think about the distractors. Think about opportunities that you allow and can allow more of to practice self-care. And what does that look like? And whatever you're choosing to do, and you can even do that creating that five things list, how I talked about, where you have your top fives and then you pull out the list to decide what you're going to do each day. But maybe you're choosing the selection time of day with flexibility around what it is you choose from your list. Dedicate the time, call to action to self, self-care. So flow of your day, what you want that to look like. When you're thinking of flow of the day, remembering bookends of day, thinking about procrastination cycles, the list writing, and the satisfaction of getting things done. Segmenting of time related to that, 15 minutes a day or an hour chunk if that needs to be done. So letting yourself have small chunks so it's not too overwhelming. And then self-care is a part of that. Put it in your calendar. Put your self-care in there like it is an appointment to yourself, because it is. It is a call to action for self. How we take care of ourselves, it impacts how we're digesting the world around us, how we're showing up, how we're doing, how we're living. So flow of day, organization of your life a little bit in terms of some of that list writing and not overwhelming yourself, moving out of procrastination cycles more into comfort and ease, practicing self-care, which is going to be a huge asset in just everyday life. The more we care for self, the more we can digest life. The more we're depleted, the more exhausting life can be when you're trying to think about how you want your day, your life to flow. And let you remember that you are the biggest asset to your own wellness. You have the opportunity to create the life that you desire. I hope that helps you to move forward this week, to start to create a plan, start to put things into order for yourself and move more into motivation. As you care more for yourself, you'll notice the motivation increase as well.
Here are a few last questions to help you wrap up this information on the course on procrastination. Thanks for taking the course with me. And before I get to the questions, I do just want to send out an abundance of gratitude to the Serenity Wellness community who helped make these courses possible. I actually recorded this course on procrastination as well as the other 8 courses 2021. Through their encouragement, support, and monetary donations, it helped me complete these courses, and we were also able to donate to nonprofits in the community. So thank you to all of you who were a part of that mission with me. I greatly appreciate you for making all of this possible. And if you found this course helpful, please take a moment to like and subscribe. It'll send them some gratitude, but it'll also let me know if I should put more courses on here. Now for the questions. Question 1, what changes did you notice in how you felt in yourself and your day when you started in your ideal way? Question 2, what steps can you take to implement your bookends for a long-term plan? Question 3, how would you describe your relationship with food and your body's response? And question 4 is actually more of a encouragement versus a question, and that is develop your call to action plan for daily living.
Thank you so much for spending time with me. I will see you soon, my friends.